Blog Talk Radio.
Say, let it rain! Come on. Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. Overflow. Turn it.
Thank you, Lord, you have done. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. We're just first giving honor to God. We're giving honor to each and every servant leader that is present here on this morning. And we're giving honor and glory and praise to God for all of you that are in here this morning. Hallelujah. Sunday, August the 30th, 2020. Hallelujah. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I am joined by a beautiful, dynamic, anointed family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Evangelist Kathy Horton, hallelujah. We're joined by Prophetess and Apostle Holloway. And, of course, we are joined this morning by our anointed speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. And we are all so glad that all of you have decided to join us here this morning on the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Now, you can hear us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Now, we always begin everything here at the Spirit Alive Network with the word of prayer, and our worship service is no different. So would you please bow with me as we go to the Lord. O Most High, we come singing praises to your holy and righteous name this morning. We come just praising you, God, because you are worthy to be praised. We come this morning, Lord God, with our hearts full of thanksgiving and praise on our lips, because you've been so good to us, Lord God. And if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. So this morning, God, we just want you to be glorified through this worship service. We just came together this morning, Lord, to point everyone to you, Lord, to your grace, to your mercy, to your salvation, Father God. And, Lord, we want you to be glorified as your people are edified. We pray this morning that you would just use Apostle Zeta, hallelujah, so that the saints of God will be strengthened on every side to run the race of faith. And, Lord, we want somebody that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin to have the courage to step up and just give themselves over to you completely, so that you can do the work in them that is needed for them to be healed, delivered, restored, and transformed. So, Lord, we just want you to receive our praise. We just want you to receive, Lord God, the glory from you, us, your children, because, yes, Lord, we love you. And we want the world to know that we love you because you first loved us. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray all things and give thanks. Let the church of God say amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God amen. Some glory. Say amen. Amen. Come on, act like you know it this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just give him a little praise this morning. Oh, this will get you going.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, clap your hands. Yeah, this is a little soul chapter. Come on, clap loud.
One thing I know that if you're ever in trouble, Lord Jesus,
Those were the mighty, mighty clouds of joy, singing, Jesus will turn it around. And I won't he do it, saints of God? I know I can testify to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And we just praise God and bless the Lord for our beloved Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, who is faithful. Each and every week she comes, she's here, she's on her post, and she brings us a wonderful word from the mighty devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. And she reads it with conviction, hallelujah, so that we may truly, truly, truly taste and see that the Lord is good. So without further ado, Mother Mitchell, won't you come with this morning's reading? Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you that can hear the sound of my voice. The meditational reading comes from the devotional Destined to Reign by Pastor Joseph Prince. The powerful lesson from this devotional reads as follows. It's entitled, Your Father's Heart. It comes from Matthew 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Let me tell you a true story I heard. There was a pastor whose young child was diagnosed with cancer. The day his boy was scheduled for an operation, this father cried out to God, God, I'm almost 30 years old, but my boy is only about 3 months old. Why don't you just take some years off my life and give them to my boy? Then from deep within him, he heard the voice of God say, I am not like that. When the man heard that, he realized immediately that his son's sickness was not from God. He also realized that if he, who has faults, could want his child well, how much more his heavenly Father? So he changed his prayer and said, Father God, I come against this sickness, and I ask you for healing for my child. That day on the operating table, the surgeon could find no trace of cancer in the child. Today, God wants you to know that he is not the kind of father who wants you sick and defeated, keeps you poor and wanting, refuses to provide for your needs, and denies you your blessings.
All right, now.
Now, Pastor Prince wants to tell us here a story about he and his daughter, Jessica. He says, when my daughter, Jessica, was younger, I bought a beautiful teddy bear for her. Teddy bears are her favorite toys, and I could not wait to see her joy when she saw it. My joy is to see her happy. When she is sick and has difficulty sleeping at night, it hurts me to hear her cry. When she is crying, I cannot ignore her cries. I enter into her discomfort and pain, even though I know that her sickness is something that will pass shortly. When she is in pain, I feel the pain too. When she is sad, I am sad too. I believe that God gives us children to help us understand what his Father's heart is like. His joy is to enter into your joy and see you happy. If you, in spite of your faults, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to you when you ask him? My prayer today is that you will know just how much your Father loves you. Bad blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, God's joy is to enter into your joy. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
God's gonna turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around.
To God be the glory. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and this is the time when we just stand in the gap. We come together, hallelujah, on one accord, trusting and believing, hallelujah, that God can and He will turn it around. We come together praying, expecting God to hearken, which means to hear and to do. Because He has told us that His children, that we can come boldly to His throne of grace. He has told we, His children, that we, if we're, since we are abiding in Him, we can ask what we will and it shall be done.
Yes.
And I truly believe that there is no greater prayer than when we go to the Master on someone else's behalf. When we go to the Master as an intercessor, just as Jesus is intercessing for us.
Yes.
So I'll just praise God this morning that we as a family can come together and pray for our brothers and sisters, not just in this country, but for our brothers and sisters that listen all over this world. And we praise God for that privilege. So won't you bow with me? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, Father God, we come before you just asking in the name of Jesus to search us. And if there is anything in us, Father God, that is not like you, please, sir, please remove it in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Yes.
And, Father, please understand that if we fall short, it is never out of rebellion, but it is out of our humanity. But we know, Father God, that you have given us spiritual tool, every spiritual strategy to overcome. And Lord, we just come this morning lifting up every family that is being affected by the fires in California. Father, we come praying for all the elderly and all those with respiratory problems. We pray, Lord God, that you would breathe into their nostrils, that you would breathe into their lungs, that you would clear passages, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we know that you can do it because you are Jehovah Rapha.
Yeah.
And, Lord, we ask that you just be a hedge of protection for all those first responders. Lord, whether they are incarcerated prisoners that are out there in those fires or whether they are regular firefighters, they are all putting their lives on the line in order to save other lives. And, Lord, you said in your holy word, no greater friend has a man than this, that he would lay down his life. So, Lord, we just pray that you be a hedge of protection, Lord. We pray that you would send provision, oh God. Not just provision of things, Lord God, but more that they would attain more faith, Lord God. That they would see, hallelujah, the miracle of still having their lives. Property can be replaced, Lord, but their lives cannot be. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will show more compassion and more grace and lend a helping hand. And, Father, we pray the same thing for all of those that are being affected, Lord God, by Hurricane Laura. We just pray for them, Lord, that they would look to you also from which cometh their help, that they would understand, Lord, that you were right there in the middle of the storm. And it's because of your grace that they're still standing. So, Lord, we just pray for all of those who are afraid right now, who are hurting right now, Father God, who are bereaved right now, Father God, because we know that you are the comforter. And, Lord God, we know that you are able because you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator, Father God. And when we get down, if we just humble ourselves and come to you like little children, whatever the situation is, we can crawl up in your lap, Father God, hallelujah, and let you minister to our very soul. You are the restorer of our soul, and we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for families this morning, God. First and foremost, we lift up the babies to you, Father God. We pray against every negative spirit that comes against our children. We pray against that negative spirit of abuse of power by adults, any adult, against a child, whether it be clergy, a policeman, whether it be a Boy Scout leader, whether it be a priest, Father God. We just pray against those people and those negative things. We just ask right now that you would take them to task because, Father God, you said you would repay. We pray against those perpetrators that would sell our children into sex trafficking and slavery.
Jesus.
Lord God, we know that you can turn that around.
Yes.
Lord, we know that only you are able to protect them and to bring them up out. And Father God, we're also praying for their mindset and their heart set. May they not be permanently scarred. So whatever experiences they are going through, Lord God, they will know that you will forgive them for it all, that you want them to come to you just as they are. And you are there, Lord, ready to protect them, ready to bless them, ready to love them in a way that they should be loved. And Father
yes.
God, we come praying for marriages this morning. So many are angry, Lord God, right now because they have to be in the same place. But, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus against that spirit of fear of lack of job. Lord God, we pray right now against that spirit of rebellion and that spirit of vindictiveness. We pray against that spirit right now. We bind it in the name of Jesus and we loose love, God. We lose
yes,
the spirit of cooperation, Father God.
Please, Jesus.
We lose the spirit, Lord God, of compromise in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, Lord, we pray for those. Hallelujah. Excuse me. The devil is a lot.
Yes,
we
he
pray
is.
For those that don't know you are the partner of their sin.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray for those that are out there just being tossed to and fro.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we couldn't imagine our lives without you in it. Lord, we couldn't imagine not having you forsaken. Lord, we couldn't imagine not having you to minister to us and comfort us.
Yes.
And, Lord, we're so blessed to have one another. We're so blessed, Lord, that we can call on one another, pray with one another, share your holy word with one another, Lord. I just thank you for the Spirit Alive family. I just thank you for what you're doing in them, Lord, and through them. And, Father, I'm so blessed because you said in your holy word that your servants would do greater things than you. And, Father, I have that same heart set, that same mindset.
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's about you being glorified. It's not about a name. It's about your name being exalted.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for the humble servants that are here. You know their every need. Lord, touch me in the name of Jesus.
Lord, touch in a mighty way, Lord.
Lord, touch these allergies in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, stop the drainage right now, Lord. I'm not being graphic, Jesus, but you know what I need you to do.
Yes.
And, Lord, I just want you to know that we love you today.
Yes.
We glorify your holy name. Father,
Hallelujah.
We're not about being perfect. We're about being real.
Yes.
We're not about being polished.
Yes.
We're about being praisers and worshipers of your blessed and holy name.
Thank you.
And Lord, we just ask once again that you bless Apostle Zeta as she brings the anointed word of God today.
Hallelujah.
We just pray that your people will be truly blessed as we will be blessed. And I pray it all in your son Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. Hallelujah. I thank you for answered prayer, Jesus.
Thank you.
I glorify
Lord.
You, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
turning around,
turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Rashawn Mitchell singing Turning Around for Me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It is now time for this morning's message. But before we get to that, let me say thank you, saints, for praying, because while that song was playing, God turned it around for me. Hallelujah. That hot flash had to release Everything had to clear. Because when the saints of God get to praying, hallelujah, God moves with the quickness. So I just want to praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's turned it around for me. Thank you, Lord. It is now time for this morning's message. And this morning we are blessed to have coming before us our beloved sister, mother, friend, teacher, all of that good stuff. Hallelujah. Mm. She is truly a humble woman of God. And the Spirit Alive Ministries Network is so excited and we're so blessed to be able to present her research conference, which is going down every Monday night, hallelujah, in the month of September. And she's got some fabulous, and when I say fabulous, I mean faithful, I mean adoring, yeah. I mean bold, you know what I'm saying? They're united, they're loving, hallelujah,
yeah.
They're uplifting.
Yes.
We just praise God. They're fabulous. They saved. Sanctified. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we just praise God for that. But this morning, she's going to come. Hallelujah. But and I just want you, I just want to tell the world that I feel like this is going to be a truly blessed conference. Hallelujah. She's got Bishop Eric Nation coming on the 7th. Hallelujah. She's got Dr. Anisha Mathis coming on the 14th. She has Dr. Kathy Logan and Evangelist George McGehee coming on the 21st. And then the last day of the month, hallelujah, she will have Pastor Joan Clarice Allen and her intercessors for these wonderful conferences. Our conference is our very own, hallelujah. We praise God that Mother Mitchell will open in prayer on the 7th, hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle Scott will open in prayer on the 14th. Evangelist Kathy Horton will open the conference in prayer on the 21st. And yours truly will open with prayer on the 28th, hallelujah. So we're just looking forward to having a good time. But now, without further ado, please welcome the mighty woman of God of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. I am excited about what the Lord is doing and what he's yet going to do. Amen. In all of our lives, praise God. He's so good, and he wants to bless his people. He wants us to really know who he is. He wants us to know who we are also in him. Amen. So I'm going to, the message title today is God Will Turn It Around. And I can say that, and I can attest to that, because there has been so many times that he has turned things around for me. Hallelujah. And he hasn't stopped. And whatever he will do for one, he'll do for another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm still waiting for some things to turn around, and I know that they are. Hallelujah. I see them already done. Amen. In Jesus' name. Because we have to believe him by faith for what we want and for what we need him to do for us. Hallelujah. We just need to trust him and believe by faith that God can do it and he will do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thinking about what the title of the message is, I'm going to go natural just for a moment. You know, things get really rough for us sometimes in this old world, and we go through some things and we struggle through some stuff and all of that. But there's a little motto that I like to share once in a while, and it's just when the caterpillar thought the world was coming to an end, it became a butterfly. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I brought that one out because that little caterpillar struggles and goes through some stages, hallelujah, that are uncomfortable, just like we do, praise God. But after a while, hallelujah, we are tried, hallelujah, on every side. But if we just hang in with God and stick with Him, hallelujah, and His word and believe on Him by faith, we come out like pure gold. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and another one is when it looked like the sun wouldn't shine anymore, God put a rainbow in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know by the scriptures, what that rainbow meant to us, hallelujah,
man,
that every promise that God made to us would be fulfilled. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to share those. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I just thank you today for all that has been done and said so far, hallelujah, in this service. Lord, I thank you for Bishop Shirlene Cook. I thank you, Lord, for the vision that you gave her. And I thank you, Lord, for how so carefully and how continually she carries it out. We thank you, Lord, for also touching her this morning, hallelujah, in her distress.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And, Lord, I just praise you for all of those that are listening in today and asking, Lord, that you would anoint every word that comes out of my mouth, hallelujah, that you would anoint me thoroughly in and through me, hallelujah, that someone might be blessed and that someone might be encouraged on this day and that someone might accept you in the pardoning of their sins. And I thank you for this time, and I thank you for all that you are and for all that you do for us, your children. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. You know, God will put an end to our pain and our situations. And sometimes the situations and things that conditions seem like they will last forever. Hallelujah. But not so. If we turn toward God and put our trust in Him, hallelujah, and depend upon Him, praise God, He will change things for us and He will turn things around for us. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because that's just who He is. He loves us. He loved us so much. God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. Hallelujah. So that anyone that would believe in Him, hallelujah, would not perish, but that they would have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And that just means that when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, praise God, that is a beginning of a new start, the beginning of a new season, the beginning of a new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the old things are then passed away and the new comes in. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We have trusted Him, hallelujah, to do that for us and to help us. We can't do it by ourselves. We need Him, hallelujah. We need Him to help us through this life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, because there is an enemy, hallelujah. Some people don't believe that there is a devil, but there is, hallelujah. And I won't go into the story, but he is the one that was a beautiful angel. But because he wanted to be more than God and higher than God, he was kicked out Amen. Hallelujah.
You.
But he's on this earth, praise God. Hallelujah. And he came to kill, to steal, and destroy us as God's people. Hallelujah. And we need to know that, hallelujah, so that we can be prepared, so that we can learn and know his tactics, but also learn the strategies that God gives us that we can combat the enemy with, praise God, and that's through his word, through prayer, through having faith, praise God, hallelujah, to putting on our armor, hallelujah, and that armor consists of divine weapons. Because when we come to Christ, we no longer fight with the carnal weapons. We don't pick up the knives or the guns or, you know, or any other kind of weapon to use against someone. But we go to God with it, and he gives us the strategies. Amen. And sometimes we don't have to do anything but be still, and he will fight the battle for us. Amen. He will change things. He will turn things around. He will move in the circumstances. Hallelujah. He will straighten it out for you. We just have to trust him and believe him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to share some scripture, but I'm also going to share with you some examples of others in the Bible that where God turned things around for them. I'm going to share some parts of my testimony. I can't tell it all because we never can. Praise God, when God does so many things for us, we can share some of it. Amen. So I'm going to share some today how God just moved in my life. Praise God. Years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer of the breast. God turned things around for me. But before things were turned around for me, I went through some suffering. I went through some, I probably could call it maybe light depression. All kinds of things. You know, fear often will set in when we don't know the outcome of a situation. Well, that's been years ago, but I really don't have any fear, because I know that whatever comes up against me, God is going to be there. Hallelujah. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. But anyway, I was scheduled for surgery. I had a bio. I had a biopsy. I had was scheduled for surgery and all of these things. And I thought I was going to have the surgery. And then I was somebody went further than that and actually got in touch with someone that that could do do implants. And so I was preparing myself, but still not wanting to go through it. And so in my trust in God, it just kind of just came over me one day. I actually came up to Oakland, and I was in a noonday prayer. And the church that I belonged to at the time, that I was a member of in San Jose, I went there. I was here on a Wednesday for prayer, noonday prayer. I went for prayer on that same week on a Friday night. And nothing changed right away, but I felt like I had a touch from the Lord. So when Monday came around for me to go to surgery, and I'm not encouraging anybody to do this. This was what was on my own heart. So I didn't go to surgery. I called and I canceled, said I wasn't coming in. And then day by day, the Lord began to, things began to change in my body. I began to get over the nausea, and I began to get over the depression, and I began to to get over the pain, and I was not anymore overcome by fear. So I knew that the Lord had blessed me. Well, I never did have the surgery, but I'm healed, and I thank God. I just wanted to share that because that's one of the things that he did for me. I mean, he really turned that around for me. My mother was living with me at the time, and I didn't want to leave her. I didn't feel like it was time to leave. My mother was afraid. She was, to me, go and have that surgery. Praise God.
My Lord.
I listened to the Lord. And then there was a time that I had meningitis. I was in the hospital, and they wanted to keep me for a while. But God, again, he moved in my situation. I asked if I could go home. They allowed me to go home. Nobody lived with me at that time. I was in Los Altos, but the Lord was there with me. People came, and they would put stuff at the door for me because they were afraid to come in because that is something that's very contagious. So I came out of it all right. And when I was serving God, as doing mission work over in Jamaica, gangrene got in one of my legs due to infectious mosquitoes. Again, God healed me. God turned that around because there were a couple of days I couldn't even walk, and we had to go out and do the work that we were called to do, and I wasn't able to for a couple of days, but the Lord touched my body. Hallelujah. I went to a doctor, and the doctor was not very nice to me, and he said I was trying to blame their mosquitoes in Jamaica for what happened to my leg. And anyway, I was taken to another doctor, and she listened to everything that I had to say, and she gave me everything that I asked for. I asked for penicillin. I asked for a tetanus shot. I asked for all the things that I thought would help me at the time, and they did. And so the Lord healed me. And then just so many other situations. He's blessed me when it was no money at all. I mean, I had gotten down to naught, and the Lord came through and overly blessed me with finances. When I was going to the foreign fields, there were times that I was praying and fasting and asking the Lord to make the way, and he did. And one time I was cautioned to call the airlines because I didn't have my ticket in my hand, and I was supposed to have had it prior to going on the trip, and it was approaching that time, and I wasn't seeing the money. But by faith, I trusted God, and I did what I was unctioned to do, and I called the airlines, and they put my trip. I mean, they allowed me to pay for my trip on the night of my departure, and that was something that they didn't do, not on that particular plan. But God
Thank
did it
you.
For me. I just wanted to share those few things that God has done for me, and many, many other things. praise God. Hallelujah. But I wanted to share those with you. And it just as an encouragement, no matter what you're going through, whether it's sickness, hallelujah, whether it's going through financial crises or no job or no money coming in, I can tell you today that I know for sure that when the check doesn't come, God makes it. God allows it to come in another way. Hallelujah. I'm a witness of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he will turn it around for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to just share, hallelujah. I was kind of reflecting on when Abraham was having to go and sacrifice his own son, Isaac, praise God, hallelujah, and he went up to Mount Moriah just like he was instructed to do by the Lord. But when he got up there, praise God, and this is in Genesis the 22nd chapter. When he got up there, praise God, there was a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the lamb became that sacrifice rather than Abraham's son. But Abraham was obedient to God. Hallelujah. And I just want to say with that there are times in our lives that we're going to be tried. Hallelujah. We're going to be tried by God. Hallelujah. God already knows, always knows everything. He already knows what the outcome is going to be. But when we are tried, it is for us so that we can know where we stand with God. Hallelujah. So that we can make the change. Praise God. But Abraham trusted God. Abraham had faith in God that even if his son was going to be the sacrifice, and that's what he thought. And it must have been, a situation where the son might have been going through some, because he was old enough, the Bible says, to know what was happening. Praise God. But God, he turned it around. Hallelujah. He turned it around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now God has chosen us to be his hands and feet. He has conditioned and he's positioned us as leaders to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. And to instill hope to a dying world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must rise up. The Lord is saying for us to rise up and to carry out his purposes. Praise God. This is a new day. Hallelujah. When we have a new day, when God allows us a new day, there's an opportunity for new blessings. Hallelujah. To arise in our behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God turned it around when Peter was fishing, and he told Peter to go on the other side because he was not getting anything, praise God. But when he obeyed God and he went on the other side, hallelujah, they ended up with more fish, hallelujah, than they could handle, praise God. So the Lord is telling us all through the scripture, many of the scriptures, telling us to be obedient, praise God. Hallelujah. And if we're obedient to God, hallelujah, we can walk in his blessings. Hallelujah. If we simply do what God says, he will bless us. And how do we know what to do? By getting into the Bible, by getting into the Word of God and studying his Word, praise God, and then applying what we learn, hallelujah, in our own lives. And that will help us to grow, hallelujah, and to be in that position where we stand in the way of blessings, and we can go to God and say, Lord, you told me, hallelujah, that you would supply my every need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You told me that with you all things are possible. And we can quote back the scripture to God, and he will move, hallelujah, in our behalf. Praise God, because he wants us to do that. He wants us, yes, to come to him, wants us to ask. He wants us to display the scripture that he has poured into us, hallelujah, and come to him and say, Lord, you told me that if I ask, I shall receive, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. If I seek, I will find you. If I knock, the doors are going to be open for me. And he wants us to do that. He wants us to come back to and just say, Lord, you promised me. I'm going through this right now. Hallelujah. I need your help. Hallelujah. And I need you to move for me. And all of that. We can do that. Hallelujah. Because we are his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I wanted to mention Daniel, how God turned things around for Daniel, hallelujah, because Daniel and the Hebrew boys, hallelujah, at that time, they chose not to bow down, hallelujah, to to the king. Hallelujah. They were not going, they were only going to bow, hallelujah, to our king. Hallelujah. King Jesus. Praise God. But that didn't keep them from being thrown, hallelujah, into the fiery furnace. And sometimes when we're going through situations in life, hallelujah, that we still may have to go through some things that are going to be hard. Hallelujah. We're going to face some challenges. Praise God. We're going to find ourselves, hallelujah, at the fork in the road. We're going to find ourselves in situations where it seems like we can't get out of it. Hallelujah.
Come on,
but I want to tell you today, hallelujah, God will work it out for you. Praise God.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
The woman with the issue of blood, God turned things around for her because she came to God. Hallelujah. She found out where Jesus was. She made her way in a very uncomfortable situation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The woman with the issue of blood, she was hemorrhaging nonstop. Hallelujah. But when she wanted to just get to the hem of his garment and touch the hem of his garment and know be healed. And she was instantly healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. All the blood dried up. Hallelujah. And she was fit to be anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can imagine how uncomfortable she felt. Praise God. Hallelujah. And how uncomfortable she had been. But God turned it around for her. Hallelujah. And he'll turn it around for us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And then Joseph was put in the pit. Hallelujah. By his own brothers. And they wanted him to be killed. They wanted him to die. Praise God. But he was spared. Hallelujah. They ended up getting him out of the pit. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then they sold him. They sold him, and he ended up over in Egypt. But he went from the pit to the palace. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Even in the Bible, went through a lot of things. Hallelujah. He was always running, and he was always praying, and he was always seeking God for help. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, stood behind him.
God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He had to fight the bear. Hallelujah. He won the battle. Hallelujah. When he had to face the giant, he won the battle. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we too can win the battles. Hallelujah. That we're confronted with in our own. Praise God. We can win those battles. Hallelujah. Because the Bible lets us know that the victory is ours. Hallelujah. So we stand in victory. Hallelujah. The victory has, the battle has already been won. The victory has been won. When Jesus Christ.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he was crucified. He was buried. Hallelujah. But on the third day he rose again. Hallelujah. And he did it all for us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For our everything that he did it for our sake. He rose again. Hallelujah. For our sake. He rose so that we could be resurrected out of anything that we
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He did it all for us. Praise God.
Yes, he
did.
And there are times
we need to be resurrected. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we're stuck. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel like we're in prison when we're not in prison. But we're in bondage due to sin, hallelujah, that entered into the world in the beginning when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. That's when sin entered into the world. Hallelujah. And it affected all of us. And that's why none of us can point the finger at any of us because we were born in sin. Hallelujah. In need of a Savior. In need of a turnaround. Hallelujah. But he did it for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I can't help but to praise him because he did all of that. And he did it for us. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus, thank you.
We need to walk in that and know that and accept that. Hallelujah. No matter what you have done, hallelujah, no matter what it is, hallelujah, that you have done, there's nothing that you could have done that is so bad, hallelujah, that Jesus can't fix it. Praise
That's
God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
All we have to do is ask him for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Repent
yes.
of our sins. Hallelujah. When we repent of our sins, that means that when we repent, we do a complete turnaround. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
In our turnaround, God, we need him to help us through it. And there are times,
yes.
hallelujah, after we have accepted him, we need to say, Lord, I need your help. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Help me.
Hallelujah.
Help me. Will. Help me to obey you, God. I'm struggling.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time. Help me not to go back where you brought me out of. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I don't want to go.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. I want to be free. I want to be free to serve you. I want to
Come
be free
on
to
now.
Live. Hallelujah. I
yes.
want to be used by you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be free to let
Glory.
My family know. Hallelujah, that they can have the same thing. Hallelujah. I
yes.
want to let others know. Hallelujah. Those that
yes.
I work with.
My
Hallelujah. Those
yes.
that I or, that are the clerks in the grocery store when I get ready to
yes,
pay
Lord.
For my
grocery
help
Come
me.
On, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help a Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Because
yes.
in your word, and I called you, hallelujah, to be my witnesses. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Then Paul,
yes.
the Apostle Paul said, hallelujah, by all means, save some. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Save.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
On our way
Thank
to
you,
heaven.
Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah.
Else go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you, Lord
hell God. Is your place, too. Hallelujah. We don't want to go there. Hallelujah. We don't want to see our loved ones go there. We don't want to see the ones that we know, hallelujah,
That's
and
right.
our neighbors and those that we live with, by, hallelujah, and live with. We don't want them to go there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We want them
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're Jesus
Hallelujah,
and
glory.
Go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, you also
you shall
go.
Be also.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus will, he will change the seasons for
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. Glory. Glory.
In our lives, and hallelujah, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that,
Come on.
Hallelujah,
yes.
there's a time for everything,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
there is time, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and this is a time, if you don't know God, if you don't
yes.
know
Jesus,
of your sins, you have not accepted
Bring
him.
It on home. Yes.
Today is the appointed time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. For you to give your life over to God. Hallelujah. So
yes.
that he can help you for the rest of your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that he,
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Your God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord
and to God be the glory. Yes.
Shall not want. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said it in his word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
He said he would leave us nor forsake us, that he would always be us. So you can trust him. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Behooves you to let go of everything. Hallelujah, and totally surrender to God. Because
yes.
the things that we hold on to don't mean anything. Hallelujah. But
no,
if we
hallelujah.
hold on to God, we have everything. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because everything
glory.
Is him. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
Thank
praise you, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes.
Hallelujah, saints of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read the scripture that this passage in 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 20. I'm just going to read this. Hallelujah. It's saying that to us that now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So our season doesn't have to be barren. Praise God. Because if we don't have Jesus, we have nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen. And to God
hallelujah.
Be the glory. Yes. Hallelujah,
because
Jesus.
He gave up everything for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So it's our time to give everything to him that we have been holding on to, that we have been keeping. Praise God. That
yes.
we have become complacent in, hallelujah, comfortable in, hallelujah, wanting to stay. Sometimes we think that we're having fun. We think that we're doing great, hallelujah, in the things that we do, hallelujah. But
yes.
I know, turn our lives over to God, it is all
yes,
together.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where you become the reconciler, hallelujah, that you can bring
yes.
others in, hallelujah, that they won't have to go through, praise God, hallelujah, the fire and the brimstone, praise God, that
amen.
They can escape, hallelujah, all of that, praise God, and that they can live forever and ever, hallelujah. We all have to die once, hallelujah, but we don't have
yes.
to die one time. We can live eternally. That is promised to us, hallelujah, that we can live,
yes.
that we will live throughout eternity with Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, saints. You have been listening. Go ahead.
Oh, my. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is time up?
Yes, ma'am.
I think, yes, it is. Amen. Well, I went a little different than I thought I was going to go, but I praise God and I thank the Lord, hallelujah, that I was able to share on today. And I hope and pray that it did bless others. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And glory to God. You have been listening to the voice of our beautiful sister, Apostle Zeta Flowers, her message today, God will turn it around. Now, this message was preached, hallelujah. It was simple, and we should not have any problems understanding. But right now, because this message was so preached so well, what we're going to do today is we're going to ask all of you that are here in the sanctuary, and there are many of you here today in the sanctuary, so we're going to ask if you're sitting in here and you would like to just testify about how God turned something around in your life, hallelujah, if you would press your 1, what I will do is address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, because God is worthy of our praise. I know that everybody in here should have a story about how God turned it around. Apostle Zeta, I just want to thank you for this message, and I you know, you got me stirred. You got me on fire. I just want to praise God for turning my heart around. I just want to praise God for turning my life around. I just want to praise God for prospering my soul. I just want to praise God for filling me with his word and with his spirit. I just want to praise God that has made me a new creature. Hallelujah. I don't care about no things. All I care about is bringing other people to Jesus. That is my passion. That is what I do. It's what I've been called to do. And I praise God for all the people that God sent to walk beside me, that poured into me, that has helped make me the person that I I am through the power of the Holy Ghost in them. So I just praise God for this message, because God has turned around so much in my life, so many situations, so many things in me. Hallelujah. He turned that doubt into faith. Hallelujah. He turned that fear into joy, and that weeping into joy, and that fear into courage.
Yes.
God has been blessing me, and I know he's been blessing all of you. So we've got a lot of folk up in here, so let me hush, hallelujah, and lead by example. So until I see some ones, we're going to start with you, Evangelist Michelle.
Well, I first want to say thank you for that powerful message. And like Bishop, I can say that God has truly turned many things around in my life. But one was that I can truly say that I was physically blind, but now I can see. And God, he turned that thing around for me.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I can see. And losing your sight is a very scary thing. But when God touches you and he touches the physicians and he brings your sight back, it is such a miraculous thing. It's a spiritual, supernatural thing that only God can do, because he gives that technology to them. So I just thank God for his supernatural, spiritual healing, and I thank you for that powerful message. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Cassie, hallelujah. Come on in and testify now.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless the message and God bless the messenger. Praise God.
Amen.
God has turned around a lot. But main thing he turned was me. Thank God for turning me around, because without Jesus, saints, you would have never met me. You would have never known. Satan was trying to destroy me and kill me, and I know it for a fact. Praise God for Jesus. Praise God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Saints,
thank you, Jesus.
That's why I always say, please witness to somebody, because that's how I got straight with God. That's how I got to know the God. Somebody came to me and witnessed to me and saved life, literally. And I thank God for the turnaround. God bless you, saints. Have a blessed day.
All right now. Thank you. God bless you, sis. Come on now. We're going to go to you now, Mother Mitchell. Hallelujah.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. But, sister, that was a wonderful, wonderful message. It was to the point. It was simple. You laid out some of the things that he did in the Bible, and he's still doing those things for us today, because he is turning it around for us today.
Yes,
and he's turning our hearts around. He's bringing us closer and closer to him. He's helping us to understand that the day to be ready to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He has done all for us on the cross. All we have to do is to live for him, do what his word has asked us to do,
and be just
so thankful that we can be what he wants us to be, and we can do what pleases him the most. And I thank God for that, that I'm of a spirit and a teachable spirit yet today at this late date, that I can do what Jesus would have me to do. And I thank you for this wonderful message. It was just so, so timely and so good. We need to hear what he has for us to do today.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you,
Mother Mitchell. You all, bless you. Bless you. Welcome, Mom. God bless you. That was right on point. Now we're going to go over to the Holloway compound, where we can find Apostle Edwin Holloway and probably his beautiful wife sitting by his side, Prophetess Holloway. Come on in the room from Arizona.
Amen, amen. From Texas country, we praise in God. God is so good. We just thank God for Apostle Zayd and the message. And she really flowed today. And Apostle Zayd, you just overflowing. Praise God. But we thank God for the turnaround. and it's going into the research. Amen. And I was thinking about many years ago, and it may be somebody listening that's going through this. It's something natural, but there was a creditor after us. This was some years back. But anyway, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But there was a creditor that was after us, and they sent us a letter. They were taking us to court, and we didn't have the money, and we were just praying. We didn't know what to do. We didn't have a lawyer, but he is a lawyer in the courtroom. You don't have to say a word. We went to the courtroom. I'll never forget. We went over to Pleasanton. We were living in Oakland, I believe, or Hayward. But anyway, we went over to the courtroom, and when we got there, it was just us and the judge and a man from the company that wanted this money that we didn't have. And God turned it around. He worked it out. And we just told the judge we just didn't have the money to pay. I don't even remember the judge asking a whole lot of questions. But I tell you what, the judge told the man from the company, these people don't have the money to pay, so I am dismissing the case, and they don't have to pay it. You can't pull anything out of something that doesn't have anything to pay.
Amen.
I praise God. So if you need to go to the courtroom, just put it in the hands of God. We were praising God coming out of there. So I praise God this morning that he will, and he does. He continues to turn things around for us. And God bless you, Bishop's daughter, Sherilyn, and Mother Mitchell, all of you. Bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. God bless. I love you.
Amen.
Too. Turning it back to Bishop Cook, Bishop Sherilyn. God bless you, Bishop. Is she there? Hello?
Yes, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. We love you, Prophetess. God bless you. I'm here. Amen. You know, I'm over here doing my producing thing. You know, I'm scrolling for the one because, thanks to God, you still have time to get your testimony in and tell somebody out there about how God has turned it around for you. Because believe it or not, it may be your testimony that will touch somebody's heart. It may be your praise that will, hallelujah, uplift somebody's spirit. The more of us that touch and agree and tell of the goodness of the Lord, there is power in our unity. There is power in our love. And we should love our brothers and sisters enough to want to lift them up by testifying to the goodness and the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I just thank God. Hallelujah. I believe I see my sister Williams in the house this morning. Would you like to have a word, dear? Amen. It's all right. It's okay. Hallelujah. Well, we just praise God for that beautiful message, because I know that we all know that God will turn it around, and I'm a living witness that he will turn it around. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because, hey, back in 1996, I was hit by a car, and them people come talking about, you're never going to walk again. You're obese. Now, all of this is in my chart. None of it is true. Because, thanks to God, I'm walking around to this day. Now, am I twinkle-toeing across the floor? No, but I am walking. God turned that thing around.
Amen.
That car could have took me out, but the Lord said, you shall live and you shall not die.
Yes.
There was a fire.
Hallelujah.
And my whole apartment building burnt down, except for my unit.
Hallelujah.
God turned that thing around.
Yes.
When I went back into my apartment, the firemen had piled all my furniture in the middle of the room and put tarps over it. And the first thing I saw
When I walked into that apartment was a big old beautiful picture of Jesus that my mother had sent me all the way from Texas. He was just hanging on the wall, glowing at 6 a.m. God can turn it around for you, saints.
Yes,
God can turn
yes.
it around. We're going to go to area code 510, last four digits of the phone number, 9424. Come on in the room and give God some praise.
Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I want to thank God that I was able to have the opportunity to have some church this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
Amen.
For the word. And when Apostle Zeta mentioned about David going from the pit to the palace, it just reminded
yes.
me of struggles I have went through in life and how God has set me on a firm foundation. And I'm able
yes.
to with my younger generation and guide them
yes.
in the right way.
Yeah.
You know, it's big. It's not enough for the work that I do, but God blesses me and makes a way and provides.
Yeah, come on, sister, testify now.
And keep me healthy in the middle of
Hallelujah.
I'm still dealing and talking with people that's out
yeah.
in the
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Safeness, you know, in this COVID, but God has still kept me.
Blessing us, yes.
yes.
Co-workers came down with COVID. I did not. I
thank
God.
Praise him, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
We bless
you. Praise and all the glory. I thank him. I'm going through a pruning right now in my life where people and things are just disappearing.
That's all right.
All right.
Hey.
It's about having talked to this person. Are they upset with me? Find out, no, they're not upset with me. We just don't talk anymore. You know, and I had to, I was puzzled with it, and then I understand that everyone goes through a pruning session in their
yes,
life.
Yes, I got to get
yes.
on that threshing
yes.
floor. Yes.
Is to get ready for new things.
Yes, amen,
yes.
amen, hallelujah, Jesus.
I was able to receive that and know that I'm not alone and didn't fall into
no.
depression.
No.
Amen. Thank God that I had the opportunity to be in fellowship with God on this morning.
Amen, sis. We love you, sis. I want to ask the saints of God to just bow right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we want to say a special prayer for our beloved sister that just spoke.
Yes.
Father Lord Jesus, we just want you to strengthen her on every lean and side. Father, we ask that you continue to renew her mind by the power of your holy word from day to day to day.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we just pray right now that you would not allow the enemy to thresh our beloved sister as we.
Yes.
And Lord,
yes.
we just want to thank you for the new things that are coming in her life. We
yes.
just thank you for the new beginnings that she's about to
yes,
have.
Lord.
We're just
yes.
thanking you right now for the breakthroughs and the strongholds, hallelujah, that
yes.
she is overcoming.
Yes.
We just thank
yes.
you, Lord, for what you're doing in her, because we know that you're moving her from glory to glory to glory.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And Lord God, yes. I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every
yes.
person that testified here today.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Lord, for my mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, who brought
yes,
you into this world, oh God. I praise
Hallelujah.
You, Lord God, that she walks
yes.
with me and she supports
yes.
me, Lord God.
Yes.
And she loves me and she gives me good counsel, Father God.
Yes.
And I praise you for her wisdom, Lord.
Yes.
I want to thank
yes.
you for my sister, Evangelist Michelle, Lord God.
We are closer than sisters, Jesus. I praise you, Lord, for the growth that I see in her, oh, Lord. She is standing up confidently, oh, God, knowing that she knows you, Lord, God, knowing and understanding that it is a process, oh, God, knowing that she has been called to bring your holy word, and you are equipping her, Father God. I want to thank you for her humility, God. She is willing to listen. She is willing to learn. She wants to sit at your feet, God, so she can be all that you would have her to be. I want to thank you for my sister, hallelujah, Evangelist Kathy Horton, Lord God. I want to thank you for what you're doing in her life right now, Lord. I want to thank you, Father God, that when people tried to overlook her, people tried to dismiss her, God, she was grounded in you enough to know that as long as you approve of what you do, as long as she does, as long as you have given her a vision, as long as she is being obedient to your word and sharing the gospel with whomsoever, Lord God, she knows, Father God, that you are pleased because she wants to do all things pleasing unto you. And Lord, I want to thank you for her transparency. The sister is always examining herself. She's always reporting to the saints so that we can come together and pray. And Lord God, I want to come before you thanking you right now in the name of Jesus for Prophetess Holloway and for Apostle Edward Holloway. Lord God, we pray that you give them everything needed to carry out the vision that you have given unto them. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your favor would go before them and fall fresh right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you put every needed person in their path, oh God. Give them local feet and boots on the ground, Father God, so that they might carry out what you would have them to do. Hallelujah. Because we know, God, that you don't use others to carry out the vision, but through the vision, Father God, the people of God will be blessed. So we just want to thank you, God. Bless them, God. Bless them going out and bless them coming in. And Lord, we want to thank you for every person listening right now. In the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, because you know you sit high and you look low and you know what they stand in the need of. Bless their families, oh God. Continue to provide, oh God. Continue to strengthen, oh God. As only you can. And Lord, we just want to thank you for every person that will come to call you Lord and Savior. Because you said in your holy word, it does not come back void. So Lord, we're praising you in advance for the souls that will be won. We're praising you in advance for the strongholds that were brought down. We're praising you in advance for the revelations that will be made. We're praising you in advance, Lord God, that people will turn from their wicked ways and turn back to you, God, and live a holy life according to your holy word and not according to what they see, not according to what they hear, Lord God. We just pray right now, Jesus, that you would just pour out your spirit upon your people so that we would have the courage to stand up and be heard, Father God, and make your presence known. In the name of Jesus, we pray it all and we do ask it all. Amen and amen. Let the church of God say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I once again just want to invite everybody and remind everybody to please come out on tomorrow night. Evangelist Kathy Horton is coming to bring us a word. So get ready. I already know that this is going to be powerful. Our sister has a word. She's been given the goods. She's been equipped. She's been anointed. And she is, as they say, she is ready to go.
Amen.
On Wednesday, please join myself and Evangelist Michelle Scott for Sister to Sister. Now, this is a forum where we talk about things that's happening right now, but we apply the word of God to those subject matters. And there are no subjects that are off limits because we believe that God is concerned about the whole man, not just the spiritual things, but dealing with the flesh.
dealing with others, dealing with spirits. So we have to learn how to maneuver and to how to strategize through that. And
yes.
Then, praise God, I'm looking forward. I'm looking so forward to the Resurge Conference. All Nations Christian Fellowship is going to bring it. Hallelujah. And the special guests are going to bring it. I just know that we're all going to get a blessing. So at this time, Mother Mitchell, would you please bring us the benediction, and I will dismiss you.
Amen.
Yeah. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all, henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
Let the church of God say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. We just thank you all for coming and joining in the service with us, whether you said anything or not. We're just glad that you were here today. We want to praise God for all of you that were listening via your computers, those of you that were listening via Skype and Instagram. We just praise God that you tuned in, and we pray that you received something that truly blessed your soul, because I can only speak for myself. I've been blessed. I've had a sumptuous banquet of the Holy Word. So we just pray that you continue to seek God and pray fervently. Hallelujah. And acknowledge
Amen.
Him in all of your ways. Hallelujah. And we want you to know that if God said it, he meant it. So trust in his word. Believe what he says. Because he is faithful. So we pray that you will continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. But remember, God loves you, and so do we. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Come again, everybody. We love you. Thank
and
you, family.
We love you
Phenomenal
too.
Job. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the vestibule experience. Hallelujah.